Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, the second chapter, the third Mishnah in Zavi begins as follows. If after suffering a flux, a re'ia, a roa carry, a person then has a seminal discharge, Eino metame beziva miyeis liyeis, a person is not metame, a person is not rendered impure by the tuma of a flux, zav, for 24 hours. Meaning, if after a person had a flux, then you had this seminal discharge of keri, and then within the 24 hours had another flux, is actually not considered a second re'ia of flux in terms of tuma for this period of 24 hours. What's going on here? We actually say that we associate this, the flux, the re'ia, with the being a balkeri. And we explain, based on our previous Mishnah, that this second discharge was actually because of an accident. It was an ones, and therefore the second discharge, which is an accident, which is an ones, is not metame. Rabbi Yossi says, nope, not 24 hours, rather just that day, yomo, the day that he actually experienced this seminal discharge, and not 24 hours, but rather the rest of the day. We would dismiss it as an ones charge, as an accidental charge for not being metame, but if it would, the moment that day ended, then it would in fact have an impact for Tumat Zav. If it would happen the second time, it would not say that it was because of the ones. Mishnah continues. Goy shira keri v'nizgayer miyad hu metame b'ziva. If a Gentile who had a seminal discharge, and then he converts to Judaism, and within 24 hours of this seminal discharge, he had a re'iyah, he had a flux, he had some type of this flow, the halacha is, immediately he would be metame. Oh, wait a second. Even though he had this flux, he had this re'iyah, before he had this tumas keri, when he wasn't a Jew, and then this next one, this flux, within 24 hours, is the second one. Why don't we say, like we said before, that it shouldn't count? It's because of an ones. No, we don't say that. Why? Because we don't say that it was caused by this seminal discharge like we would by a full-fledged Jew, because he was a convert. And therefore, the moment he converted, it's like Gershniskayer, Ketina Kanoladom, he's like a new individual. This new individual, he didn't experience anything before that might have caused him to have this discharge by accident. And therefore, we can't draw that inference like you would by a Jew, because we sever what happened before almost as if it was a different life, almost a different person, and therefore it would be metame. Haroedam, if a person were to see blood, the hamakasha, the ace, if a woman discharged blood, or if it was a person who was in a very difficult situation for 24 hours, meaning we're now talking about cases based on what we started off in our mission with, where there's this almost this time limit of the 24-hour period. So a woman who experienced an issue of blood, if such a woman is metame taharas, retroactively she would render impure anything that she came in contact with, meaning any of food items that were taharos, she'd be metame. She would render them impure. Why? Because taharos that were touched within this 24-hour period before seeing blood, we would render them metame. That's based on a Mishnah in Masechta Nida. And also a woman who is in what's called this mekasha, she's in this difficult state, which is explained in meaning as the following. She suffered an issue of blood during her ziva days. is not a zava. Why? Since this blood is associated with her hard travail, with this very difficult situation that she is going through, and we will in fact say that this blood is because of her difficult situation. However, if she were to feel okay, she didn't go through a difficult situation, she felt normal for 24 hours, and then she were to, let's say, give birth, she counts as one who gave birth while she actually had this flux and this flow. That is the halacha and how we actually understand it. Another example where ace to ace plays an important role, where this 24-hour period is important. That's the hamaka es avdo yom o yomayim miyeis leis. If one hits his slave, though for the next day or two, again, it's also considered 24 hours. The Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim that if a person hits a servant with a stick, if a person hits Yake Ishas Avdo Os Amasoba Shevet Umeistachaser Do Nakom Yenakem Ach Im Yomu Yomayim Yamod Lo Yukam. Chazal learned from here, if a person hits their slave and then he dies after a couple of days, but if after a couple of days Yomu Yomayim he gets up, then there's no sense of different type of culpability. So what is this referring to? Also referring to Mies Lies, meaning person hits a slave with a rod and dies, he gets punished. However, after a day or two, this dies, he does not get punished. And what does this mean? This day is the ace is this 24-hour period, not a day or two, but rather just ace the ace, a 24-hour period. So if you hit your slave and then only dies a day and a half later, you would actually not be punished. Supposed to, if you die tachas yada within that 24-hour period, you would be. Kelev she'achal besar hames shoshi yamim yisleis harehu kivir yaso. If a dog ate the flesh of a corpse for 3 days of 24 hours, you actually still retain the what's called the original state. And what does this mean? Meaning, the actual flesh that remained inside this dog for these 3 24-hour periods, for 3 days, if the dog were to die within those 3 days, the flesh of the corpse would actually be mitame. However, the dog, if the dog contained this flesh longer before it died, meaning if the dog ate this flesh from this corpse of this dead human being for longer, 4 or 5 days, and then this animal died, we actually say that this dog has taken this flesh of a human and totally destroyed it. It's all been disintegrated and would not render anything impure. But if in the first 72 hours after a dog eating a corpse, it would still be able to impart tumas ohel, the tuma from a tent, from a dead body, but after 3 days, we say that the food doesn't have that same constitution anymore. The corpse doesn't have the same constitution anymore. It's totally broken down by the dog, and therefore it would not be mitame. The fourth mission on this parak is the following: Hazav mitame esa mishkav b'chamisha drachim. That a person who is a zav, he has an ability to render impure whatever he lies or sits on in the following 5 different ways. And if he imparts it, and it would actually render a person, if a person came in contact with what this zav also was lying or sitting on, it would render impurity. How? So let's explain. How it metame adam metame begadim, that it would impart impurity to be able to connect also to the person's garments as well, and not just garments, but any type of kelim, any type of vessels. Meaning, if he touches them, if this person who's a zav touches an item before detaching himself from the source of impurity, then it would the impurity connects. So if the Zav is Omed or Yoshev or Shochev, Nislev, Nishan, if the Zav himself is standing or sitting or is lying, you know, or is hanging, right? If he is touching in these different five ways, if he touches them in any of these five ways, then the Zav renders this couch or seat a what's called an Av Hatuma, which would have an ability to be metame a person who were to come on this seat afterwards. This is often referred to in the language of the Mishnah as a Midrash Hazav. Now, once the Zav is metame, let's say a couch or a chair, now, our Mishnah tells us, the Hamishkav metame, this Mishkav, this chair that's now become metame, it has the ability to impart Tumah to other people, b'shiva drachim, in seven different ways. Letame begadim, to render a person's begadim, or other kelim, other vessels, impure. How? Through. Omed, yoshev, shochev, v'nisle, v'nishan, b'maga, u'b'masa. Through how another person were to stand on it, or sit on it, or lie on this couch or seat, or hang from it. All these different ways it would be metameit, or leaning on this couch, or touching it, or carrying it, all of these things. If a person were to handle, come in contact with a couch, with this chair, in this way, because it was metame from this person who was a zav, and all these different ways a person would become metame, and his garments and his kelim would also be metame as well, and then have to go through the purification process.